Blog Talk Radio.
Again, we are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And for those of you who are calling in for the first time, this is an interactive Bible study that gives you an opportunity to call in and be a part of this discussion. All we're doing is just sitting around the table and just sharing the Word of God. And if you would like to call in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And once you call in, you would be connected to the line. Amen. We have a number of believers that are on. If you have a question, if you need prayer, whatever it is, God's got it here. Amen. I do hear Amen. Mother Womack from out of Georgia on the line.
Yes.
And before we started, we're going to ask her to, if she would submit a prayer. We'd love to hear her pray. We love her worship. We love her love and admiration for the Lord. So we're going to turn the mic over for prayer to Mother Womack. Amen.
Praise God. Good evening. Good evening to all of those who joined us tonight. It is a privilege and an honor to come and to pray and to lift up the name of Jesus, because he's worthy to be lifted.
Yes.
I realize some of us have had a long day and maybe a long month, and we've gone through some things, but we know a God that is able, God that is more than enough. And I come tonight ready to pray. I say, God, use me. Take these lifts of clay, God. And I mean to pray, you know what your listening audience need. You know what they've gone through, not just last month, but they've gone through the week, and just today they might have gone through something. And God said in the Word of God, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Heavenly Father, I ask that you hear me tonight. God, as I come on behalf of your people, God, for the listening audience, God, you know what they have been through, God. You know their situations, God. And I ask you, God, tonight to move by your Spirit, God. I ask that you touch each one of us individually and collectively, God. I ask, God, that you would touch that situation, God. Some are going with family situations that need you to move, God. There's some broken things going on, and they need you to heal it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we're asking you, God, to bring forgiveness, God. Bring back those things that are broken in our family lives, God. We pray for those tonight that are not saved in our families, God, that are in need of a Savior. God, that tonight, God, that you would, that they would, you would, as they prepare to sleep, God, that you would speak to them in their quiet time, in their sleep time, and let them know, God, they're in need of a Savior, God. I pray for those, God, that are broken because of life situations. Some of us have had problems where God called our loved ones home, God, and we're still weeping and mourning, but God, that you said, God, to be absent from the body, to be present with you. I pray for all of those maybe have had loved ones that have gone home in the course of the month. God, we were away from one another. I pray, God, that you would do the healing. I pray that you would be their comforter. I pray, God, that their joy will come in the morning. I pray, God, when they think about you and all that you've done and their loved ones, God, and how they had their loved ones as long as they did, God, I pray that you would be the comforter, God. Comfort those, God, on the line that are going through trials and tribulations. God, my heart goes out to pastors as I think about pastors, and I was reading about pastors, God, how, God, they have so much on their plate, and sometimes they get tired, and sometimes they get weary, and I pray, God, that you would be there, that you would be the lifter of their heads, God. Put people in their congregation, God, that will be there to hold up their arms when their arms are coming down, God, and I pray, God, to be there for their family and their children, God. We need to pray for the men of God that are over us, God. I pray that they have integrity. I pray that they seek you day and night, God, and ask you for directions and guidance, God. Lord, let us love on our pastors and let them know how much they are appreciated, God, and how much we love them in the mighty name of Jesus. And then, God, I pray, God, for this broadcast tonight, God, that anyone that's listening to that, no matter how you feel, what you're going through, you'll know that your God is able. He's more than enough, God. Somebody might be going through a storm in their life tonight, God, and need you to come to the the winds and the storms obey you. And I pray that you will speak to that storm tonight, God, and whatever the word goes forth in Bible study, when I finish praying, that somebody will feel high and lifted up. Somebody will know that I can make it. There might be a storm brewing, but the God, but they're gonna get to the other side. God, trouble don't last always.
Hallelujah.
I pray that those that are walking through, God, that they know our God is able. Bless this prayer, God. Use me, God, to speak to your people, God, your children, God. We pray for those in Texas and in Ohio, God, they are crying tonight, God. But God, you be the comforter that they need. You give them the hope. You give them the peace that they need in the mighty name of Jesus. You be there, God. We pray for those that might be contemplating and getting ready to do something to harm somebody. God, you turn them around. Give them a renewing of the mind. Give them a mindset of change that they don't want to harm anybody in the mighty name of Jesus. But God, we can't do nothing but trust you. In all our ways, acknowledge you, you address our path, so direct our path this evening, God. Be with me, God. Thank you for the privilege and the honor to pray, because prayer changes things, God. And I thank you, said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek your face. God, we come to seek you tonight. We come to ask you tonight. We come to thank you tonight. We come, Lord, leaning and depending on you, God, because we can't do nothing without you, God. When we try to do it on our own, we'll mess up. But God, forgive us, God, when we didn't trust you and we didn't wait on you. Help us to wait on you tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God.
Yes.
And God, we're praying for anybody that might be down tonight, God, need to be lifted up. You be the lifter of their head. You encourage them. You let them know, God, that you are everything that you need, God, and
that's
you will be there. And thank you, God, for carrying us. Thank you tonight that we can cast every care, every concern, every weight that keeps us down, God. I pray, God, that you would lift them up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you tonight, even though I come weary myself. But I thank you, God, I have decided, God, that I'm going to follow you, that I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to always, God, no matter it get rough sometimes, and sometimes you don't know which way to turn. But, God, if we keep our eyes on you, God, you always direct us in the right direction. You always give us everything that we need. And we come tonight saying we need you, God. We need you in every area of our lives, every minute, every hour of the day. God, so bless everyone that's listening, God. As I prepare to bring my prayer to a close, God, I pray, God, that you would be there for them, whatever they're going through. Your word says your grace is sufficient. I thank you for your grace being sufficient. I thank you, God, you will be there to need that we can depend on when we can't depend on when nobody else. When everybody leaves and there's nobody there, you said you would never forsake us, never leave us. And, God, I thank you. I tell you that. Now, so God, you have your way in the remaining part of this broadcast. You know what needs to be done. The word that's going to be forth, that goes forth. I pray, God, that we hide your word in our hearts, that we would not sin against you, God, as we hear the word. Let us be doers and not just hearers only. Quake us up, God. Stir us up, God. Let us get busy about our Father's business, saying, God, here we are. Use us, God. The vineyard is ripe, but the laborers are few. Send forth your laborers that may need in the kingdom, God, so that we can have more workers, God. Now, God, as I close my prayer, thank you, God, that you would be our strength in everything that we need, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthen us. Thank you for being our strength tonight. Thank you, God, being there, carrying us when we can't carry ourselves. And we'll always give you all the praise and all the glory. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in my sight, my strength and my redeemer. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you,
amen.
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 Thank you, Father. Mother Woman, always thank you for allowing God to use you to bless the people of God. If there's a time that we need prayer warriors and those to submit prayers up, that time is now. And we do thank you for how God is using you in your life at this time. Thank you so much. As we move forward, our topic this evening is entitled Assigned an Inadequate Task. Assigned an Inadequate Task. And as we go through this, we're coming from Jeremiah 1, 4 through 10. And as we go through this, we are going to look at what's being spoken here in this conversation, and then we're going to transition over to what's been spoken to us in this day and time. There's going to be a transition that gives a comparison of what happened then and what is happening now. And the word reads as such: the call of Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you was born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." "Alas, sovereign Lord," I said, "I do not know how to speak. I am too young." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say I am too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord." And verse 9 says, "Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, 'I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot.'" Here we're looking at, this is a session that it's a conversation between God and Jeremiah. The people of Jeremiah's time, the problem was they didn't cry out for help from the Lord. Unlike during the time of the judges, they didn't cry out for help for the Lord. In terms of today, are we crying out for help from the Lord? Here, they have seen, God has given them a remnant of what's going to happen during this time. And what happens is he sends a cloud of storm. It's a storm that's going across to the north. And what happened was these people during this time, they didn't look up to see the storm coming. They didn't see the warning that God was sending them. They didn't look. They didn't look for answers from God. They didn't look at how they should govern themselves in the midst of an almighty God. So since they didn't do that, God commissioned Jeremiah. He urged them to repent and turn to the Lord for help. Here, Jeremiah is going through a challenge. He's going through a challenge because he is a young man who has been called or commissioned by God to do an inadequate work. He didn't feel that he was adequate to complete the task that God had given him. He didn't feel that he was able to perform the duties that God had spoken to him. And through this transition, Jeremiah is given all kind of excuses of why he is incapable of going to these people and telling them to repent. "I'm too young." One might say, "Today I'm too old." One might say, "Not right now, Lord, but when I get myself together." So these are all excuses
excuses that people give to God when he has commissioned or called them to go forth to a dying nation. And in 1 through 5, here, God is saying, I knew you before you was even born. You're telling me that you're not ready. You're telling me that you're too young. You're telling me that you're too old. But I knew you before you was even born. I knew you in your mother's womb, and I knew what I was going to assign you. And yet Jeremiah still goes through the transition of saying why he is not adequate to do the job. Is anyone familiar with that? When God has spoken to you and asked you to go out and proclaim the word of the Lord. Well, God, I don't know the Bible well enough. Well, God, I don't go to church enough to feel that I'm ready. Well, God, I'm not ready for rejection from these people. And here, 1 through 5, it says here, it says, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as prophet to the nations. So here, it's saying that God had appointed him even in the womb. He had set him apart from others. God had given him an appointment. He has given him an assignment even before he came out of the womb. He was set apart. He had appointed him knowing that when he became a certain age that he was going to have to go out as a prophet to the nations and asking them to repent. That's the God that we serve. He knows you and I even before we even started out. So excuses will not work. Inadequacy will not work. Because if God has called you to perform a task, if God has performed you to an assignment, he has automatically prepared you before you even went forth. You went through a number of different experiences. You may have some challenges that you've gone through. There may be some things that are going on in your family, but God has prepared you before he set you out. Before he sent you out, he's already prepared you. He's already equipped you to do the job. And here, it's saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. I mean, if you don't believe in a God who is talking about knowing us before we even set foot on this earth, then I don't know what to tell you. And this is what Jeremiah is going through. He couldn't grasp that God had already prepared him. He couldn't grasp that. Jeremiah, God spoke a powerful, unforgettable word to this young man who may have been in his teenage years. Jeremiah was a young man. We don't know how old he was, but we know he was probably, from some scholars, in his teenage years. And God knew and consecrated him and gave him the prophetic assignment even before he was born. He was to be the prophet. He was to be the prophet. God has given you an assignment. It may not be a prophet, but God has given you an assignment. Like Mother Womack, God has given her an assignment. As a prayer warrior, as a worshiper, God has given her an assignment, and she's walking in that assignment. God has given you an assignment. What's your assignment? What has God spoken in your ear to tell you to do for
my
Him? What silent whisper, what dream have you had that God is coming into your dream and distracted and disturbed your dream to let you know what your assignment was?
Yes.
Here, this is the first step of a call. This is the first step. God is speaking to you. God is speaking to Jeremiah. God is speaking to all of us.
Amen.
That's the first step. God announces. He announces himself. He calls out to set out you and I on a task. If you go back to Moses and if you look at Gideon, God did the same thing to Moses. He spoke to Moses and let him know what he wanted him to do. Has God spoken to you?
My God.
Has God given you an assignment that you still feel that you are not prepared for? God will not send you out as if he has not equipped you for the job. God has equipped each and every one of us, each and every one of his people. We all have a gift. We all have an assignment. You know what your assignment is. Are you working your assignment?
Are you in
your lane? Are you doing what you have been commissioned for? Or are you giving excuses of how inadequate you are for the task?
Amen.
My God.
As we move on, I'm going to go through this and we're going to open up the mic and have dialogues about what we've read and what God may be saying to you or speaking to you. So 6 through 8, it says, "Alas, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I'm too young." But the Lord said to me, this, that conversation is going on between the Lord and Jeremiah. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you.
My God.
And then he goes on with authority. When you go out to these people, do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. These verses, here Jeremiah, here's that inadequacy for the task that he has assigned. Here's his excuse. How could someone so very young speak to the nations? God, listen, God did not just send him to speak to his friends. God did not just send him to speak to his family, but he sent him to speak to a nation.
A nation, my God.
A nation. And he still protested. He still protested. God had already said, I've empowered you, Jeremiah. I've empowered you. You can put your name in where Jeremiah's is. I have empowered you to speak to
the
people. Jeremiah, you do not need to be afraid. You do not need to be afraid of them because I am with you. I will help you deliver those that you speak to, says the Lord. A fear. Afraid. to go out and perform an assignment that's greater than you could even imagine.
My God, my God.
What has God assigned you to do? What has God assigned you to do? What has God assigned you to do? Only you know that. You and God. That's a conversation between you and God. Here we are. This is a conversation between Jeremiah and God. But what I'm saying now, that's a conversation between you and God. What has God assigned you to do? Because God, if God has whispered in your ear, if God has come in your dreams and given you assignments, and you know without a shadow of a doubt that God has spoke to you, or there's a feeling that you have been suppressing. If you're feeling that way, then God is trying to get your attention.
Yes, he is.
God is trying to get your attention. And he's saying, go forth in the name of the Lord, because I am with you. If God is for you, then who can be against you?
My God.
That's a mighty God. That's a mighty God. Maybe the problem is that we are narrowing our vision. God is trying to give us the big picture, and we're looking at the little picture. Maybe we have just we're looking at in our own vision of what we can see and what we can do. But let me tell you something, God is much bigger than that. God is greater than that. And if God has spoken to you, then he has given you a mammoth task that you cannot even imagine, that I cannot even imagine, but God has already prepared you. And that's what stepping out on faith is all about. What is faith? The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. Stepping out and believing that God is going to work on your behalf. You might not be able to see it operate in your eyesight. You might not be able to see it come to fruition in your eyesight, but God is working on it.
Yes.
God is working on it. He's behind closed curtains and working on their heart. All you have to do is just walk out the assignment. God is working on their heart. Because when you're waiting there for something to happen, when you're waiting to see a change, what God has given you, then there's a possibility that you may feel that you're doing it and not God. There is a difference. There is a difference. Because when we begin to start to think that we're doing it, then we become the God. The little God. But we have to depend on the big God. The one who was able to take nothing and turn it into something. The one that can turn that person and your family around. Someone on your job, turning them around. Fear of the unknown.
Yes, that's it.
As we move on forth, and then I'm going to open up the mics. Here is when God is appointing Jeremiah. It's in 9 and 10. And then the Lord reached out his hand, and he touched my mouth, and he said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. Today, I appoint you over nations, kingdoms to uproot.
Yes.
I've reached out. He reached out his hand and he touched his mouth. And why did he touch his mouth? Because Jeremiah said, I'm too young to speak.
I'm too young.
I don't know what to say. Well, God had to go and take another step. He put his hand on his mouth. And guess what? It wasn't Jeremiah speaking. It was a word of the Lord. God was speaking through him. And that's all we have to do. We don't have to come up with anything pretty. We don't have to come up with anything fashionable. Just speak what the Lord has said.
Yeah.
It's like on your job, your supervisor or whoever's over you give you a job to do, and they tell you exactly this is what they want, how you want it done, and you decide to modify. You know
all
that's
right.
Not work.
Yeah.
That's not going to work. All we have to do is just be obedient and follow the script. God has already given you and I assignment. And all we have to do is walk it out. No more, no less. Not a lot of words. I've seen people just say Jesus and things have changed.
That's sufficient. Oh, my God.
Jesus wasn't a lot of words, but there's power in the name. There's power in the name. Jeremiah was commissioned. He was called the weeping prophet. Now we can understand why he was called. He was crying for the nation. He saw God had showed him what was going to happen. And he was crying for a nation because he knew if they did not repent, he knew what the outcome was going to be. And he cried over a nation. He saw them what they were. And he also saw what they could become. He saw them in the destruction, but then he also saw them when God chose not to destroy them. He saw both sides, and he was crying, saying, repent, asking them to repent. What is repenting? Repenting is turning back to the Lord. Whatever you've been doing in your life, whatever journey you've been taking, if it's not your assignment, then we need to go back and ask for forgiveness. For not being for not following the Lord, for not following his instructions, for not completing the assignment. His role was to speak the words of destruction, and not only that, to speak words of hope. He told the people that they would be plucked up and pulled down and destroyed and overthrown if they did not repent.
Jesus.
However, on the other end, they would rebuild and plant. Jeremiah's message had two sides to it. These words were proclaimed to a complacent people who didn't understand the urgency of God's concern. That they turn and repent. There is an urgency today in our lives. There is an urgency today in our lives. There is a concern on God's part. And there's an urgency if we're not walking it out for the Lord. There is an urgency.
Amen.
Not when I get myself together. Not with a bunch of excuses, because God has already ordained you and I even before we were born. He knew it. We're the only ones who's learning it now. What is your assignment that you feel that you are inadequate for? What is your assignment that you feel that you are inadequate for? What is your excuse that's holding you back? turned your heart back to the Lord and repented.
Yes.
For sins.
My God.
Have you turned your back on God?
My.
You can answer. That's a question only you can answer.
Only you can answer.
The mic's open.
Praise God. Good evening, good evening. How many times have I gone to God and said, I'm not good enough? I don't speak well enough. I don't know well enough. But when I go to God in prayer and I ask God, I can't do anything without you. But God, when I came on the radio tonight and I prayed, I fell on my knees and I've had two hip replacement surgeries. For me to get down on my knees and get up, let me tell you, can't nobody get you up but Jesus. But I said, God, I need your help. But I refuse to quit when God has called me to do something. When I came on this evening, I thought, Lord, I am mentally, physically drained. How can you pray for your people? I pray for your people when I'm tired myself. But he said, not in your strength, but in my strength. When I go forth, every time I go forth, it's not in my strength, it's in God. Because I never feel adequate enough. I never feel. So I go and I say, but God, if you help me, I'm going to do what you call me to do. So I do. I stay in my lane, even though there's times I say I'm not good enough, but I go forth because I go in his strength, not my own.
Yes.
And sometimes when you say you're 75 years old, how can God call you to go on a mission trip at 75 and he didn't call you when you was 45? But he wasn't ready at 45. He knew you could get ready at 60. He knew at 60 you were ready.
Right.
So I like to include all of those out there who said they're not adequate enough. As you said, he knew us before we was formed in our mother's womb. He knew our assignment. And I just want to do my assignment, and I do it according to how God helps me to do it. So I pray. Thank you for this teaching tonight. It was on time, and it was for me. It was for me. Thank you.
Praise God.
I would like to also concur that this study was really on time, and we really have to examine ourselves that we are ready. I listening to by God's word and understanding what God wants us to do and avoid disobedience. The things that we have sinned, we're born with it. God is aware of that, but also the ability to repent and to spread the gospel and to make a difference, to do God's work, as opposed to choosing to do nothing or to make matters, to make situations worse, not make things better for people in a Christian manner. But some of us go out of our way to make things, because of Christians, we go out of our way to make things horrendous. That's not God's word. That's not what God wants us to do. We have to fully understand our capabilities, and our capabilities come from God if we spread the gospel.
Amen.
We're just sitting around the table, just feeding on the word of God.
And
good.
When God speaks to you and he gives you instructions, just as he gave Jeremiah, when he gives you instructions and you don't apply those instructions to your life, you don't have a peace about it. And I don't care what you may be doing, trying to do it in your own will. It's like what God has told you to do is right there. Every time you try to do something else, it's right there. He reminds you. And yes. you don't have peace because you know that what he has commissioned you to do is mm-hmm. somebody else that's waiting to hear. It's somebody else breakthrough that may be dependent on you. It's not maybe. It is dependent on you to give that word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And for you to share that testimony that he told you to share.
Mm-hmm.
So it's imperative that when we hear the call and we comprehend what God is saying, that we be doing what he has called us to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's somebody else waiting to hear that testimony. It's somebody else waiting for that word.
You're
keeping them from moving forward in their progress because you don't want to. You want to be lazy. That's what you're doing. You want to be lazy. You don't want to do what you want to do. A lot of times you're concerned about what others may think. But when you stand up there at that judgment seat, it's your time to go before him. Those people that you were concerned about, they will not be there with you. You're going to be up there by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there's a fear of inadequacy. That we don't hear the words. We're making excuses. But when God has already given us the words, he knows us, and he expects us to spread the gospel. To do otherwise, it's just an act of disobedience. But we look for excuses as to why we're not going to do what we need to do. And this applies to almost every aspect of our lives.
This was a good message, sir. I enjoyed it myself, and listening to the comments, and I'm thinking about how mastermind, how infinite God's mind is, his creativity of us is. And I'm thinking about how he not only wastes anything, but even in our inadequacy, even in our weakness, he's made strong. Mother already said it, not in her own power, but in his power. But even back then, at 40, when you think you wasn't ready, and at 60 and at 20 or whatever age it is that you didn't really heed the call, I'm talking about all of us, I'm talking about myself, God yet readying us. We didn't think so because we didn't cross those T's, and we still don't cross the T's and dot the I's. But even in all that, God is yet readying us for the perfect timing to release us. It's like you're being in a cocoon, and when you're ready to be released, and in that cocoon, he's fashioning you. Even though you're in that cocoon, you're still living life. You're still going through the ups and downs, ins and outs, and mistakes, and, oh, I shouldn't have said that, shouldn't have said this. But even in those times, God is still readying us. And when the appointed time comes, he releases us. And just like the sister said, he releases us. Because there are some people that I can't speak to because they're in the lane of Mother Gloria, in the lane of Elder John, in the lane of everyone on this line. God has the assignment for each and every one of us. This is what Edna's going to do. This is who Edna's going to reach through her testimony. Through her testimony. But in a nutshell, at the end of the day, God's will be done.
Amen.
His will be done. And yes, we can fight, but we can't kick against the prick because the word of God stands sure. His word stands sure that the good work that he started in you, he shall complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's not only a promise, but that's a word that won't go back unto him void. So we are encouraged today. I'm 66 years old. We are encouraged today. When I was in my 20s, I wasn't ready. I was saved, but I wasn't sanctified. But God was yet readying me to this appointed time today. And I don't know what he has down the line. I don't know what he has tomorrow. For either of us, we don't know. But what I do know, when we stay focused on him, when we stay in that secret place of the Most High where we're abiding, the Master shall make masterpiece out of us all. Isn't that a wonderful thing? It's a wonderful hope. It's a wonderful hope. I thank God that Jesus came and rescued us. Amen. God bless y'all. I'm laughing because Elder John always said, don't say me, Doc. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
To God be the glory. This was a wonderful message, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Mics are open. The mics are open. We're just dialogue.
God, how many times we look like we wanted to give up throwing the towel and God threw the towel back in our face and said, where you going?
Yeah.
Don't you know I have word over your life? You know, and everybody that's in this listening audience and on the blog, let me tell you something. You might feel like you're in a dark place. You might even feel like you're in that inadequate place. But God is the one that fulfills his purpose in us and through us. And all we have
Amen.
To do is say, yes, Lord.
Yes,
your will, Lord.
Yes,
your will be done, not my will. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Even Jesus said it. Your will, not my will. And he wanted that cup to pass from him. But then he
Amen.
Thought about us. Down through the generations and generations. And that needs to be saved. Let me take this cup
Amen.
And drink this bitterness. Let me go to this cross. Because I see her. I see Gloria. I see John. I see Suzanne. I see everyone on the block. I knew this day would come.
Yeah.
This day on the block, all down through those centuries, God knew that it would be a blog talk radio. Call unto me. God knew it. And because of Christ. Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went and you sacrificed your life. And you know what? I'm thinking this, and I will be done. I'm thinking about this. Paul said in his word, I die daily. Meaning we die to ourselves. And God gave me a message one time. He said, I die so you can live.
Amen.
Jesus died
Amen.
So we can live. We die daily because we know we can go into ourselves when we want to because we have free will, but we die daily so someone else
Amen.
Can live.
Amen. Amen.
And not
Amen.
Just someone else, so we ourselves could live. Live
Amen.
In His name. And to God be the glory.
Glory.
As He continues to complete us in this journey that's called life.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And to God be the
glory. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
You know,
Hallelujah.
I just want to say that at 45, I didn't see the urgency that I see today, that I saw when God called me to go on mission ministry. He calls me to go in the highways, you know, telling and witnessing people.
Yeah.
But now I see the at 45, it was still about me. It was
yeah.
still about me. More about
mm-hmm.
me than it was with God.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's all
mm-hmm.
about Him. And what
mm-hmm.
God wants me to do, that's why when I'm called to do something, even in spite of I feel some inadequacy, I still
mm-hmm.
say, God, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yeah.
Help me to do what I'm called to do. You lead me, you guide me, you speak the words I don't know how to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
yes.
you hear. So I thank God for this. Sitting around in the paper.
Good.
Yes.
I'm finished.
Good.
Go ahead, the mic's open.
It's raining in Long Island in New Jersey. That might be Elder Miles.
He's in Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think he's in the country. Anyone else?
Oh, okay.
Anyone else?
I'd like to say that the elders said that
as Paul was saying, I die daily. But it also says in the book of Romans that we are buried with him in baptism. And Paul knew he knew the law, and he knew this better than anybody. And it showed that baptism, buried with him in baptism, risen with him in the newness of life, once is not enough.
Yeah.
We have to die daily.
Mm-hmm.
Daily, Paul said, as Paul said.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. Everything she said was right on.
Mm-hmm. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Like Mother said, only he could have did that. Say it.
Amen. Any more comments? The mics are open.
I know this. God has need of his people. He that are called by his name. And even such a poignant time in these days and times of killings and senselessness, you know, God needs us as a body of believers to rise up like never before. To rise up, and not just rise up individually, collectively more so. Because if one can put 1,000 to fight, 10,000, God wants us to be jointly together. Because he wants to do some things in this earth that only the body of Christ, only the pilgrims of light, can make happen. He needs us to just have that submission and that subjection unto him, Holy Spirit. Him, Holy Spirit, that leads and guides us not only to all truth, but to show power and authority of the kingdomship in the earth. I'm at a place in my life that is no holds bar. I'm telling you, because the enemy, he's throwing out every kind of everything, because he knows his time is winding up. So he's getting. Oh, Jesus, I had my sister. She has a just going off a little bit. My sister, the man that she's seeing, his nephew got shot the other day. And he got shot the other day. He didn't want to have this competition with this other young man. So he decided to walk away. And that young man took out his gun and shot him.
Oh, my.
And they thought that when he shot him, they thought that it was two bullets. When they took him to the mirror, but it was one bullet. It was one bullet that shattered and it traveled and it did so much, it did damage. He could have died that day. It was just the other day. He could have died. But thank God there was a woman that came out and put pressure on the blood that was flowing. Just put pressure so they put him in the hospital and whatnot. But this is what I'm saying. He didn't want to tell the police anything because, you know, it was gang related or whatever. He didn't want to tell the police anything who did it because they would say he was a snitch. Isn't that something? A snitch. Mm-hmm. And one, you know how that retaliation goes in the street. You hurt my boy.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to get mine and hurt you. And so my nephew Jared said that, Google, on Instagram, this young man whose life was saved now. His life was saved. God saved his life. And I've been going to this young man and saying, come to church with me. And he said, he just smiles and wouldn't even really respond. But my godson said today, he said, Boo Boo, he said, he put on Instagram, they should have killed him because he's coming back.
Oh,
what a
no.
Thing. So he's going to come back and retaliate. What I'm saying in a nutshell, we not only have to pray, but we got to continue to witness to these young people.
Yes,
because what's happening, what's happening is real. And what they think is just, you know, everyday life, it's not. It's not that spirit of death.
and killing, and the enemy just wants to keep it in their minds and in the atmosphere
yes,
where they are,
yes.
in their homes and in their gang related places of coming together. All he wants to do is kill them. They're killing each other, and the spirit of evilness.
Mm-hmm.
Just standing there, and we as a body just standing there saying, "Yeah, yeah, I got him now, I got him now." But not so the blood of Jesus.
So
the
let's bind up that spirit right now. Let's pray. You pray, Elder.
Go ahead, right now, God, we come to you right now, binding. We come from the root on the sea, that spirit that wants to kill and destroy. But you said that you come that we have life, God.
Wait for our young people, God, instead of going
out and getting guns and killing and doing it at mass destruction where they're killing people all over in the grocery store, no matter where you go. God, only you can turn this around. Only you. There's no place that we can go but to you, and we will plead the blood of Jesus over that spirit of death.
Jesus,
a spirit of death and destruction.
We curse the death and destruction. We bind it right now, God, and we go to thank you in advance
because when you hear us, when you pray, you said to call on you, and you would answer. Then you said you would show us great and mighty things. God, you go turn this around. Don't let us be discouraged about what we go see
My
and what
God
we hear, because God is still in control. God is in control. So God, don't let us get weary. You say, let not your heart be troubled.
God, don't let us be troubled tonight.
Let us be encouraged, because we know who's in charge, God.
And we thank
you for that name above all names. As Nary said tonight, it's power in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And we don't have to say nothing but Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus tonight over this gang, all this, the murdering and the killing, and all this. And it's in our families. It's right in our family. Mothers and fathers are grieving, and they sad because I've trained my child up. I did the best I. And God, how can this happen? But God, do I pray you comfort that parent's heart, that child has went out and did mass murder and killing that and shot that young man. He's somebody's child, and some mother is grieving and crying. In the name of Jesus, God, it's praying time. It's time we start praying, church, and we start being the church. It's time that we start praying. It's time that we come to our knees and fall on our knees corporately. Coming together. That's just a prayer visual when it happened, and we go one night and we lift candles and stand together, and then all of a sudden when it's over, we go back to life as usual. No, it's not. We got to continue to pray. We got to continue to do what God has called us to do. And it's time we come out of the churches, go to the streets.
Walk up and down the street, God, and command
that spirit to come out in the mighty name of
Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. We pray for our president, God, who don't want to lift that ban guns and in the name of Jesus. God, speak to his heart tonight, God. So that can do the right thing. But God, it starts with us. It starts with us. It's on the line tonight.
God, to continue to pray.
God, show us what you want to do, how to do, God. But it's time we got to do prayer walking. Walk through our streets in our neighborhood. Pray as we drive through our streets and make. Pray going to the grocery store and the bank. Pray because we can't stay hidden in the house and afraid and in fear. But we got to pray without ceasing.
Hallelujah.
Because prayer will change things.
Yeah.
So
we're
going to trust you, God.
Yes,
and we're going to do it. We curse at the root in the sea.
Yeah.
And we know you can turn this thing around.
Yeah.
We know you
can
turn
can.
It around. So we're going to say thank you in advance, God, for turning around, God.
Turning around life.
We speak life and not death, God.
Yeah.
We speak life over those children that are out of control that's doing these evil things, God. We pray over them tonight, God.
Yeah.
I pray that parents go back to praying in their homes, God. Bring prayer. We talk about it in school. We need prayer in the home.
We
need to go into the morning bench when we used to go. God, when we used to get on our knees and pray to a change, because people don't want to pray no more.
We don't.
We're just praying. So, God, thank you for allowing me to pray this prayer.
Yeah.
And I pray
thank
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name,
thank you.
Jesus' name. Amen.
And his name is Malik. Malik. So while he's still recuperating in that hospital room, we thank God for the prayer that's going on. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you for your Father. Thank you. Thank you for prayer. Thank you. Thank you, Father. If my people who are called by my name shall and pray.
Come on.
And seek my face. And turn from their wicked ways.
Yes, Lord.
Then will I hear heaven.
Yes, and heal their land.
Hallelujah.
2 Chronicles 7:14.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And with that word, it's not just the land around them. The land. We are dirt. The land. We have the spirit, but we are dirt. We are the land.
That's right. That's right.
We are made from the dust. We are the land as well. Not just around us, but us. So, God, we thank you for the word.
12:7.
Yes, amen.
When we
look at John, which is good.
When God is talking about healing, he's talking about the whole earth.
Yes.
Because
that's
what he's in control of. Not just one area, not just one community, not just one house, not just one person, but he's talking about everybody.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Everybody. That's right. Everybody.
Those that we know about and those we don't.
You go ahead, sir.
Amen.
There's so much going on we haven't even heard about yet.
Yeah,
that's right.
Haven't even heard about yet. Haven't even seen yet.
My
what's
God.
Going on? Imagine those people waking up every day to bombs. Imagine those people going outside and getting blown up. Imagine those people hearing gunshots throughout the night and they're trying to sleep. Imagine. God is talking. Our God is a big God. He's talking about the whole world.
Unity.
From the east to the west to the north to the south. He owns it all.
Turn from the wicked ways.
That's good. Yes.
That's our theme for the revival. Turn from your wicked ways.
Hallelujah. I have enjoyed each and every one of you. You have been a true blessing to me this day, and I thank God for pouring in you for what you pour out to others. Let me say that again. I thank God for pouring into you for what you pour out to others. I thank you for that. I thank you for allowing God to use you wherever you go. I thank God for allowing you to be able to walk your
beautiful, beautiful.
I thank God for life.
and life more abundantly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. My prayer in closing is that we've sat around this table and we have eaten, and now that it's time to go, I pray that you have gotten up when you get up and go, that you are full, over full. And tell somebody else about the food that you just ate and how good it was. How good it was. The
how
word
good it
taste
was.
And see and
the
know
sea.
That I
ooh, am Lord. Good.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
I thank you. Our time is up. We thank you so much. Listen, I can be on all night with you. I enjoy you. I enjoy it too.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you so much. May God bless you.
It was definitely inspired. It was inspired.
Yeah.
Every one of you in prayer as we keep each other up in prayer.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that we need to go, when we come on prayer on the first, that we need to pray for our youth.
Yes.
For
yes.
everything that we're
yes.
going to
yes.
we need to specify
yes.
for our
yes.
youth.
Yes.
Specify
yes.
for our youth.
Yes.
That's where we're going to go next time when we come together collectively.
Next time.
For the
yes.
first,
yes. We got
for the first mother.
Yes.
For the first mother. I'm asking you to pray about it.
Yes.
So when you come forward, it's about the
youth. The youth.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. Yes.
And let me tell you something.
Yes.
If
yes.
everything
yes.
is not happening because it's just happening for any reason, it's by
that's right.
design.
Amen.
By
amen.
Design.
Mm.
It's by design.
For the youth. Mm. Yes. 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 Mm-hmm.
God bless you. Remember,
God bless
we
love
you.
God bless
love
you.
I love you.
I love you.
Love you. Love you.
Love
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.